And I have this great privilege speaking with William Austin from Paarl in the Western Cape this afternoon. And his life was dramatically transformed in 2007 by the saving grace of Jesus Christ, rescued from the grip of drug addiction, alcoholism, and gangsterism. And what a privilege to have you on air this afternoon, my brother. Good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Johan. Thank you for the opportunity. I really appreciate it.
It's such a great pleasure, and what a testimony to the glory of God. And you have been commissioned as an evangelist for 6 years already in the faithfulness to Jesus Christ, which shines brightly through your life to so many people. But I don't want to talk. I don't want to talk about it. I want you to tell us the story. What happened, and how did the Lord take you from there to where you are right now, brother?
Thank you. My name is William Austin, and I'm just a man saved by grace. I've made more mistakes than most men. I've failed in every job, every relationship, used every drug I could lay my hands on. I've stolen from friends, from strangers, fought both strong and weak. I held many dreams in my hands, which I ruined. I broke my mother's heart many times. I spent many years in prison, and I lived the life of a gangster. I've walked the darkest streets of life. Madness, anxiety, shame, hurt, drug addiction, alcoholism, crime, pornography, depression, hatred, bitterness, loneliness, violence, wickedness, godlessness. Oh, the heart and mind of everlasting ruin. The fruits of being separated from God and overcome by sin. What a hell sin I turned my world into. Who could save me, a wretched soul, I asked. Oh, how I thank God for his all-powerful Son, Jesus Christ. He is the Savior, and it's he who saved me. I'm thankful for this opportunity. It's my hope that this testimony will bring much glory to God, and it will bring hope to the soul hurting in this dark world. Trapped by Satan and his demons and consumed by drugs and alcohol, at the age of 37 years old, I was a broken man. Being an ex-convict and struggling to adapt in society, and a chronic drug addict and alcoholic, I had become unstable in all my ways. I had finally hit rock bottom. Suicidal thoughts were constantly flashing in my mind. I was tired of life. I didn't want to live anymore. I could not think clearly any longer. The enemy had finally broken me. Surely death would be better than life, I thought. I was defeated in every area. Life was just too much to handle. I was very aware of the fact that I was trapped and bound by sin, and that Satan and his demons were destroying me and had plunged me deep into darkness. What a hell sin had turned my world into. Then on a day in June 2007, a miracle happened. I met a stranger who introduced me to Jesus. As I listened to this man, feelings of forgiveness, healing, and deliverance were erupting inside of me. My eyes were being opened to the truth of the gospel. Hope began filling me, and faith in Jesus was born. It was obvious to me I was in desperate need of the Son of God. I needed more than a rehab. I needed more than the help of a man. I needed the help of an almighty Savior. I fell on my knees, tears running down my cheeks, my heart beating hard in my chest, and I repented of all my sin, and I cried out in desperation to Jesus to save me. I pleaded, Jesus, please forgive me. Help me. I need you so much right now. I don't want to live anymore. I can't anymore. Help me, please. As I remained on my knees, I knew that Jesus had heard me. I believed that somehow I encountered him. I believed that Jesus was about to help me. A great peace had come over me. I felt strengthened in my inner man. Even though I was a friend of the world and an outrageous sinner, I knew I was forgiven and accepted and allowed to believe in him, allowed to hope in him, to rejoice in him, walk and live with him. I knew Jesus saved my soul. I was lost, but now I was found. I was blind, but now I could see. I was no longer an outcast, but a son of God. How great are the mercies of God. I don't have the proper words to describe the inexpressible experience I had as I tore my heart before Jesus. My journey of healing and sanctification began at that very moment, and I've never been the same since that moment. Then the importance of the baptism was explained to me by the stranger. I believed every word he shared as he read from the Bible. A desire was born in me to be baptized. I wanted this new life with Jesus so desperately. I did not understand it all, but I wanted to be obedient to the will of God. He then prayed for me and we parted ways. I will never forget him, and I will forever be grateful to Jesus for our paths crossing. And then later that evening, I was baptized in a bath. My heart was now totally free from an evil conscience. I felt spotlessly clean and new. Happiness was overwhelming me. Oh, how wonderful are God's ways. For the next few weeks, I was spending much time in prayer and reading the Bible. Jesus was giving me strength to remain sober. The withdrawal symptoms were very real, as was the temptations to fall back on my old ways. But I desperately held on to Jesus, and by his grace, I kept clear from immorality. Jesus' mercy and faithfulness allowed me to continue opposing what is evil, and by much prayer and faith, I was supported, directed, and empowered to wrestle against every known sin in myself. As the months went by, the Holy Spirit was sanctifying me. Spending time with the Holy Spirit opened my eyes more and more to a fallen world of idolatry and every other wickedness as I looked upon men and women overcome by evil. This made me realize just how much I had sinned and how far I had wandered off, but mostly how much good work still needed to be done in me. Early one morning as I was laying on my bed, I heard Jesus' authoritative voice. "Surely I come quickly," he whispered in my right ear. His voice gentle, cold, but filled with magnificence, beauty, purity, power, holiness, mercy, and tenderness. His voice and breath had the most astonishing influence on me. At that moment, I was baptized in the Holy Spirit. My body felt as if it was being filled with air. It felt as if I was expanding. I got to my feet worshiping Jesus for the gift of the Holy Spirit. My heart was ablaze and filled with joy. At that moment, a deep love for the sinner was birthed in me. I knew without a doubt that Jesus was sending me to people in need of redemption and reconciliation with God, which can only be found in Jesus. My vision was clear. I was to direct both young and old to Jesus and give them the same opportunity that I have received to meet Jesus and be saved. Wherever I went, I shared with others what Jesus had done for me. As the years rushed by, through his grace, I've stayed committed to my calling and his instruction. I've enjoyed many victories with Jesus and have seen the devil defeated in many lives. However, I have had to face many temptations, rejections, hardships, and battles during this journey, and even came face to face with death. In 2017 and 18, these years were certainly the hardest since my conversion. The enemy, I believe, had used every weapon to destroy me. I have never in all my life experienced such demonic onslaught on my family, on my own life, on the ministry, on my relationship with Jesus, and everything I had become and what I stood for. One night during February 2018, I had become weary and weak. Instead of drawing strength from God, I looked to the bottle, I drove to Gordon's Bay and I sat at the beach drinking. Later I left to go home and I picked up a hitchhiker who led me into a trap where a gang attacked me with pipes and bricks. And when I lost consciousness, others were kicking and hitting me. But Jesus, who is rich in mercy, spared my life. My skull was fractured in various places. I had brain damage. My jaw was broken. And I underwent 2 emergency operations. The assault had negative implications. I was constantly exhausted, dazed and confused. My short-term memory was affected, as was my concentration span. I was declared permanently disabled. Then 3 months later, in the month of May, Jesus spared my life again. I was in a major car accident as I drove into an oncoming truck. I was the only person in the car and the only one injured. My pelvis and hip were broken and I needed 2 more operations. After the accident, I was in a place where I had no strength to fight anymore. My mind was negatively impacted because of the assault and my broken body. I was now half the man I was before. Yeah, in my broken state, I was most vulnerable and the devil and his agents were continuing to harass me. I knew that the adversary was attempting to bring an end to my ministry and destroy my faith. I put all my faith in Jesus, trusting and believing that he would heal me and destroy the works of Satan. I can confess that this time was not easy. However, toward the end of 2018 and throughout 2019, I have had the most amazing experiences of the enemy being defeated in my life by the power of the Holy Spirit. I have experienced healing in my body and mind, but mostly my intimate relationship with Jesus has been enriched. My inner man, through the presence of the Holy Spirit, is well, blessed, and strong. Jesus is so faithful. As 2020 began, I knew I was ready to continue the ministry that had been birthed in me in 2007. I know without a doubt that living with and for Jesus is my purpose and God's will for my life. There's a passion inside of me to reach out to a hurting and broken world. The Holy Spirit has certainly guided me and equipped me during this healing period for the next chapter in my life. I cherish what God had accomplished for me, and mostly I bless Jesus for allowing me to once again be released into the mission field. There is such a desire within me to see evil done with and to see the devil defeated. I cannot utter the joy I experience to see the lost come to Jesus and to be set free from eternal damnation. I find myself completely humbled to have the honor to take on a position of a servant where I am the property of Jesus and live to do his will and live for him. I cling to him who saved me, and by his stripes I am made whole. So the inexpressible joy of having Jesus as my hope, healer, friend, protector, Savior and teacher. I am humbled that God has not left me in the pit of despair and ruin, but by his tender mercies and his unutterable and unexplainable love, he has spared my life. I just want to say that no matter the circumstance, no matter the need, Jesus and Jesus alone is your answer in your darkest hour. He is faithful. He can do the impossible. He loves you, my friend, more than what you will ever know. Don't let guilt and condemnation wear you out. Trust God. Lay your concerns before him, and he will, based on who he is, truth and life, rescue you and heal you and set you free. By the grace of God and by the prompting of the Holy Spirit, I have written a book called The Fallen Evangelist that describes my life, the life I led, the times I fell into sin, the times the enemy tried to destroy me and kill me, destroy my faith, destroy my marriage. But by God's faithfulness, It is well in my marriage, it is well with me, it is well with my family, and it is well with the ministry. My book is available on Amazon. It's also available on Mia House of Publishing online store. And you can also order the book directly from me on 065-3788-376. Thank you so much, Juan, for the opportunity to share my testimony. I really appreciate that. Thank you, my friend.
William Austin. And you can find him at his website, www.williamaustinministries.co.za. williamaustinministries.co.za. His WhatsApp number, 065-3788-376. 065-3788-376. And his book, it is called The Fallen Evangelists. It tells the story of God's mercy and the grace of Jesus, which he testified about this afternoon. William, this is one of the most gripping testimonies I have had the privilege to broadcast.
Thank you,
Juan. In, well, nearly 48 years on air, on Radio Pulpit, and all the glory and all the honor to God. And I'm going to share your message wide, wide, wide.
Thank you.
You are situated in Paarl in the Western Cape.
I'm in Paarl.
And I do preach in Wynberg, Dutch Reformed Church, Sunday mornings in Cape Town. And I'm going to invite you one morning to come and do the service in the old Dutch Reformed Church in Wynberg and share your testimony and bring
that
your book.
That will be a huge honor. Thank you very much, Juan.
May the Lord just bless you and keep you, sir.
Thank you.
And instead of reading the news, which we have to do at 5 o'clock, I want to play Amazing Grace and give all the honor to God for your testimony.
Oh, thank you.
God bless to you, sir.
God bless you too, Juan.
Amen.
Amen.
And amen.